The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Howdy there, patriots and climate changers. It is time for your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics, the show that is not FDA approved, which means probably won't kill you, and you just might learn something. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and it is my sincere pleasure to be spending Sunday morning with all y'all. Today is October 29th as we approach the end of the month. We're getting some freezing rain right now as I speak up here in the Granite State of New Hampshire. We're broadcasting from our super broadcast bunker out in the woods, and winter's coming, folks. Winter is coming. A lot of the leaves blew off the tree here in the last few days. We had some rain and wind that came through. Things are definitely getting cold. We're going below the freezing point up here in New Hampshire over the next few days, which means winter's coming. Like it or not, it's on its way, and it is going to be a long, cold winter. That's my prediction. For more, within a couple of contexts. One, I just think it's going to be a long, cold winter. I believe there's still a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, and those of us in the temperate zone, where we do get winter conditions and freezing weather, I think you're going to get pounded with snow. I think it's going to continue. The pattern, the trend is going to continue at least through part of the winter. That's what I see. So be ready for it. Be ready for it. I think I'm ready to go here today. I got my notes. I got my coffee. Got my Glock. I think we're ready to start here. Hope you all had a wonderful week. And I look forward to taking a few calls today. But let's run through the list of what we're probably going to talk about on today's show. First of all, the Bidenista regime. All right, this is easily the most dangerous White House occupiers that we've had in the history of this nation. All right, we've had some bad apples in the bunch for sure, but this is a lawless crowd. All right, and just during the this year, this 1 year, we have had 3.2 million illegals enter this country. And during the Bidenista regime's reign of terror, just in the time that they've been in a position of power, 10 million have surged the borders. I use that word surge because Joe Biden himself used that word surge. All right, surge the borders. We win, surge the borders. And they are. They are. Our nation is now full of individuals from other countries that hate us. Right? They're not coming to acclimate. Remember this. They didn't come in. If they wanted to come here and be part of America, they would be coming in a whole different way. All right? They would be knocking on the front door. They, as part of our naturalization process, to have a fair and you know, just a fair means of becoming an American, naturalizing into the country. You know, one of the things that's required is that you learn English. All right, there's a very, you know, fundamental test that is taken so that people understand how things work here in America. How civics is worked, how government is structured, our Constitution. and they're supposed to learn English, right? And for those who would say, oh, it's racist to force people to learn, well, no, this isn't because we're racist. This is for national security reasons. This is so that the people that come here that want to be Americans, that want to be one of us, have a fighting chance of success. Right? How is it that someone coming in that does not know how to speak the language of the nation, and English is our chosen language here, how are they going to contract for services? How are they going to apply for jobs? How are they going to, give medical assistance for themselves and their children? You need to be able to communicate systemically, right? Systemically, system-wide, with everybody in the community, every business, every service, your neighbors. It's to give those that are coming in the best chance of success. And most importantly, all right, that's not even the main thing. Most importantly, is so that we maintain our integrity, all right, the strength of America, that we can still operate without hobbling ourselves. Our immigration into this country, the immigration policies and regulation, ordinance and code, has forgotten all about that. They just, and what we have, and I'm going to just call it what it is. This is a treasonous conspiracy in a Cloward Piven-style takedown of America. There is no public servant who recognizes the bounds of the Constitution that would advocate for immigration like we're seeing right now. This is an invasion. We've got to talk about it in its proper terms, not sugarcoat it. All right, we're not just benevolent. We love everybody. You know, rush here and we'll give you $2,200 a month. We'll give you a phone. We'll kick out our own people to give you a place to live. All right, we're gonna print everything in every language. So don't worry about learning English. All right, but this is craziness. This is an invasion. And what you're going to find, we're going to talk more about this, is, you know, what exactly is it that we should expect in the, it's not even the distant future, right around the corner. What are our expectations from a realist point of view? Gun confiscation. We all have been talking all week about what's been going on up in Maine. The progressives that took over the Democrat Party immediately politicized and started dancing on the graves of these dead people to move their political agenda. We're going to talk about some of the realities of gun control. And this shooting that just took place shines the light again on a few very important things. We're going to discuss those and take calls on that. Food shortages, right? Every week, almost every week. All summer long, I encourage you to grow gardens. In the late summer and fall, I encourage you to hit those farmers markets. You know, and I listen to the prepper community, and it's kind of funny. They always seem to gravitate towards, I'm just going to head off to the woods, and I'll be able to hunt game and small game and feed myself, no problem. Well, you and millions of other people are saying that. You go and I've recommended that you read Strategic Relocation. And what you'll find, if you do go and read that, and that was written by a military general who has seen firsthand what happens during and in the immediate aftermath of civil unrest. And what he described is that within, 5 to 7 miles, I think it was, of all major north, south, east, west travel corridors, almost immediately went into gridlock. People just exited their cars on foot. And when you get hungry, you eat just about anything. Everything was eviscerated. All right, the private property homes were just burnt to the ground and looted. Nothing survived. You weren't out there hunting small game. Hell, your pets were killed and eaten. All right, complete destruction and devastation, civil unrest, just overwhelming urban and suburban areas. Well, you're going to find it. Just going out and plinking a squirrel or a rabbit is not going to happen. You might get lucky for the first few weeks, a couple months maybe, but food's going to get scarce quick. Game is going to, you know, that used to be on traditional and somewhat predictable patterns are going to be off. And the only real game that's going to exist out there is going to be way out in the sticks, where I am right now. Those in cities, the cities are going to become open-air prisons. If the military and the powers that be can, they will keep those populations in those dense cities. We'll bring in food and healthcare, medical assistance, water, all those necessities that you absolutely require will become less and less in your control and less accessible. Unless, of course, you get it from a government truck. Right? If you come in with a couple of old gallon jugs to the government tanker truck for your water, you are in trouble. But we're going to talk about, we're going to have probably a preparedness segment in each of the shows, because I really want people to be thinking about preparedness. And those of you, the older listeners out there who may have lived through the Depression, you know, a lot of this is going to be old news for you. You guys remember what it was like when people literally were eating the grass in their yard. Right? Not necessarily a bad thing. You can eat it. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is that there are more things. Or not tonight, this morning. I'm still stuck on my Saturday schedule. But I'll fix this over time, trust me, folks. we're going to talk about those things out there that you can actually eat. Because there has been populations of people, due to their own ignorance, who starved. Who suffered through starvation, not realizing that most of what's around you is more things that are edible than things that aren't. You just got to get over, I guess it's that, I don't know, we're all spoiled. We want to be able to go get snacky cakes and ho-hos and cheesy poofs at a whim. Just run to the store and have aisle after aisle to select from all kinds of crap, junk food and whatever. All right, you may wind up having to eat things that you wouldn't necessarily order on a menu. But this is about survival, not catering to your palate. And of course, I've got some good news, right, about breaking the indoctrination of our children. There's some good things happening, and I told you I was going to try to work in some good stuff. But I talk about some pretty heavy things, and a lot of the independent media people are right now is, you know, there's a thirst for accurate information, and those things that are most pressing seem to be the most oppressive too. It's a sad world out there for certain, but we got to work in some good stuff once in a while, and we're going to talk about that this morning a little bit too. So again, today's show, it's October 29th. We're heading into November, starting to get cold, and with 2024 election coming on us, and the desperate nature of the Democrat Party, see, they're kind of screwed. You know, the communists who call themselves progressive that took over their party apparatus know that if we stop too long and look around us and start to, you know, just relax, because it's just been one shock after another. All right, it's just one emergency after another, and they never give you quite enough time to soak in and absorb what's going on, what our politicians are saying and doing, comparing that to common sense, not just the Constitution, everything that they do. And you can't suspend people's rights to a declaration of emergency, your rights are still there. They still exist. Right? And rights aren't begged for. They're not, you don't make application for them. Right? You assert them. Rights are asserted. They're there and you have them. God gave them to you. And there's not one stinking creature in government that can take that from you. All right? In the moment, I promise you this, this was an epiphany with me. The moment I realized that, and that I could nullify bad regulation, ordinance, and code, even things that they called law when they raise their little hands and vote, and they write it in the ledger, and then they announce it through the prostitutes. You know, if it's unconstitutional, I have now resolved myself to simply ignore it. To simply ignore it. Okay? And go on about my life. I seek ill will, and I don't seek to harm anybody. Nothing. And anything that I do in work or in recreation, you know, I don't wish ill will on anyone. So as long as our activities do not cause harm, injury, and loss to life, liberty, or property, I view government as butting its nose in where it doesn't belong. But what it's like having a weight lifted off from you. Take a deep breath and say, holy cow, I don't have to take that vaccination. They said rush to your local pharmacy, rush to your doctor, rush to our clinics in these dirty old parking lots to get your vaccine. And I said no. I gave him the finger and said no. And then I went about my life and did something that made my heart feel good. Now all these people, oh, they rushed out to get all jabbed up. Right? Just like, what's his name there? Perry on Friends. Right? Yeah, a picture of him going around now saying, I couldn't be more vaccinated. And yeah, he's all vaxxed up and boosted up. And he also drowned in his own freaking hot tub. He's dead now. Dead as a freaking doorknob for listening to government. The guy had the whole world by the ass. He had money. He had fame. He could have done all kinds of great things. And because he was a government ass kisser, he's now as cold as a rock. Dead. Way to go. That's what government obedience will get you. All right? Do what God puts on your heart. You know, I go through life and I really gotten in the habit. And this is something I guess I grew into. When I was a young buck, I was pretty wild. And I was about maximizing my, my fun times. I worked hard and I played hard. I still didn't wish ill will on anyone, and I didn't, you know, seek to harm anybody. But what I do more now than I did then is I actually find joy in helping other people out when I can. You know, because, you know, what kind of a world would it be if each of us was a little bit more concerned about helping our friends, our family, and our loved ones and our neighbors? If we were a little bit more concerned with helping and being a good person, whether it's a good husband, a good father, a good neighbor, whatever, rather than about self, what can I do to maximize my pleasure right now? We become such an entertainment-based society, we forgot about what it's like to be human. Well, what kind of a culture would we have if everybody around you had concern and empathy and compassion for you? That if each of us was looking to see how we could be a better person, a better neighbor, a better father, a better husband, I mean, at all times, rather than working off from greed, how can I one-up my neighbor? How can I get that fancier car? How could I, what can I do to get that, you know, $800 cell phone? You know, where we consume our thoughts and our energies with very materialistic things. And these joys are usually very short-lived. You know, go ahead, but, you know, do what you have to get your $800 cell phone. But, you know, the planned obsolescence has been engineered into it, says that you got a maximum of 2 years and that's gone. You'll have to give some big corporation that money all over again to be able to get that phone, to be able to basically immerse yourself into. What a double-edged sword, those things. The convenience and the good and the positive that can happen from these devices is really overshadowed by the bad. I mean, they track us everywhere. People freak out when they forget their phone somewhere. Unbelievable. And it's the one thing where the government at any point in time, if they want to see and hear what you're up to, well, you brought the government tracking device with you. I don't know. Some crazy stuff. But yeah, what kind of a society would that be if we were almost continuously, you know, looking to just be a good person to help those around us? Remember my grandfather told me 1,000 times, you know, from as young as I can remember. He said, you know, if it costs you nothing to help somebody, right, if it just costs you some of your time, you should do it automatically, all right? But help people when you can. If you see someone who's in need of help, you don't just turn and walk away and say, yeah, what a miserable job that is. I'm glad that's not me. And he says, if it costs you nothing but a little of your time, you should help. And he meant that in the most general way with anyone in life that I would bump into. That's why, you know, if I see somebody on the road, broken down, changing a tire, I will offer to help. Unfortunately, in today's day and age, we're talking about the ills of society. Things like that, it's even hard to recommend something like that because you just don't know out there right now. People will, with ill intent, will pull over on the side of the road and look like a wounded dove. And when you show up to help them, they will shoot you and accost you and steal your stuff. It's currently happening in the news, you know, just this week. There was a case where a car would just run off the road. Someone hijacked a car, ran another car off the road, and stole whatever they could, brutalized people and stole their stuff. That's what's going to happen with these illegals. I keep telling, you know, they've done a masterful job of creating race war, trying to create a race war inside this country between actual Americans, blacks versus whites versus brown versus yellow. I mean, trying to, anything they can do to keep strife and divide going on. These illegals that are coming over the border are of all those familiar colors of Americans here in the United States. But I will tell you one thing that is for certain, and I tell this to my urban friends too, do not think that just because our border is being flooded by black and brown people who look like you, don't you trust them. Don't you think for a minute that they're not going to come into your neighborhoods, and the moment they get there in enough numbers, they're going to break down your doors and take your stuff because you've made yourself vulnerable. These people coming over the border right now hate America, and they hate Americans. So don't think they're going to come here and just be all thankful, learn the language, acclimate. I keep using that word, acclimate. They have no intention to come in here learning the language and getting a job, paying their share of taxes. All right, and don't send me hate mail. I'm not in favor of taxation. Taxation is theft. But they have no intention of sharing the workload and strengthening the nation. They're coming here to invade. And it's not just the United States, it's around the world. the Western nations, they are all being flooded right now. And you've got to ask yourself, what in the heck is going on? Why is this happening? Who would do that? All right, so it's no one nation that has dreamed this up. This is the World Economic Forum, the UN, the New World Order. This is globalization. This is the part of globalization they didn't want to tell you about back in the 80s and 90s. All right, this part of it here, they did not want you to know about. And right now, the floodgates have opened. It's currently happening. And people have become so apathetic. What's the proper word here? Is they feel through the propaganda, through the movies and the entertainment and the everything that has affected their judgment in previous decades, made Americans feel like war and unrest can't possibly happen here. They fooled themselves into thinking that war actually means that you're not in war until bombs are raining down. Right? Well, what kind of bombs are we talking about? Because we are under attack. The intellectual bombs, the policy bombs, they've been striking their target for years. Americans have not been able to recognize when they're under attack. It baffles me. And again, it's mostly because we just wallow right into the weeds of their detail. We start using their terminology. And we start talking about the infinitesimal details of their minutiae, rather than stepping back and looking, you know, at the most fundamental level of what's going on around us, what cage is being built around us. So, yeah, here we are. We're at a state now where, oh, man, I don't know. There's people out there in government, right, our public servants, if you will, who say things into a microphone that, you know, if captured and put into a court of competent jurisdiction under charges of treason, should get them somewhere between prison for life and the gallows. This is treason. This is a turning, an American turning on its nation, on its people. These are treasonous acts that have taken place. The policies being put in place at the border. There is a deluge of our enemies through virtue signaling. And worse than that, I mean, there's the UN is seeking out, is identifying and locating on site, on the ground, people, giving them cards and money and directives on where to go, and to wait till you hear from us. The UN is a direct and immediate threat to the Republic. If Trump gets into office, The people I'm going to support are those that want to throw that entity out of this country. And you got to know that as soon as you, as a politician, if you get up there and say that, the system is going to come back. But that's okay. Right now, that's what the public needs to see, because they're seeing it over and over again in little doses here and there, where someone who dares to question public policy is just mercilessly attacked. And yeah, this is causing real damage to people. All right, they're martyrs, really. They're taking a hit, but they're taking a hit for the team, and let it not be in vain. All right, let there come a point where the people stand up and say, wait a minute, no, you're not doing that. The answer is no. And the only thing standing in the way are sheer numbers. It's just the numbers. There is a nonviolent way to go back to the constitutional republic that we had set out for us. There is a nonviolent path. I keep saying it as civil disobedience by virtue of its name, its definition. It is civil. We're going to take your calls, talk more about that on the other side of the break. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us and share, share, share.
Shadow hands run democracy. The edges speak of a lie, shrouded in secrets and mysteries. Bloodlines of history, they sit at the top. Dark fantasy. Can man's mind be so cruel? Are we all that hard to fool? Bloodlines of history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Happy Sunday to everybody. This is Red Pill Politics. I sure would like to take this moment of your time to remind you how important it is to have republicbroadcasting.org saved in your favorites. You can go over there 7 days a week and find live programming to feed your brain cells. I suggest you go over, check it out. Not only is there Red Pill Politics archive there, but you're going to find the archive for all the programmers, a full schedule laid out. Find stuff you like, listen, share it, download the MP3s and share those around. All right. We got to get the word out. We got to put a big footprint out there. And please do hit that donation button. You're listening to Red Pill Politics right now because of people like you who make donations large and small. All right, don't think that a $5 or a $10 donation is nothing, because when you add that to everyone else's $5 or $10 donation, it pays for services. It pays for another distribution point. All right. And if you wanted, if you got a business, call up. The number's right there on the website. We'd be happy to help you put up a commercial to advertise your business or service. All right. That's another way. And it's mutually beneficial. Remember, I always told you the best contracts out there are those that are mutually beneficial, where there's something in it for both parties. Not a compromise, because a compromise means that both parties are losing something, but something that's mutually beneficial. Get the word out about your great business and at the same time support the station. Also, equally as important is that you go to redpillpolitics.tv, get on the mailing list. I don't spam out a bunch of stuff. I really don't email an awful lot. But when there are things that are important, when we got big interviews coming up, I do like to send a message out to folks. When a new resource becomes available, I do like to share that stuff. In fact, I share things that I get from people who email in. They have some real useful stuff, and I want to share the love. So get on that email list, redpillpolitics.tv, and you'll see we got a donation button there, too. Everything you donate, both the station and to Red Pill Politics is greatly appreciated. We love y'all. So let's move along here. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Feel free to call in. I want you passive voices out there, those that have listened to the network and, you know, just never called in, never shared your voice. I want to give you priority. So if you let Sam know who's running the board today that you're a first-time caller, I'm going to give you a precedent, and we're going to get you right up there. All right? Exercise your voice. Even if your voice shakes a little bit, all right, do it. Get out of your comfort zone, because very, very soon, there is not going to be a comfort zone. I promise you it's coming, and it's going to hit this year. I keep saying every year for the last 5-10 years, I've been nervous going into the winter. Man, I got the willies, man. There's nothing that I see. There's three hot spots in the world. Between everything that's going on with Ukraine and Russia, what's going on between Israel and Hamas, all right, you got China and Taiwan, and how geopolitically, how they're all connected, the alliances and allegiances there. And in the end, the official story we get from government and the prostitutes, they're basically blowing a bunch of smoke up our ass. We're being propagandized. America, I'll tell you right now, you are the most propagandized nation in the world. Absolutely are. Yeah, even more so than those brutal dictatorships. Because they've got to transition you. You are the last bastion of freedom. Believe it or not, even though it's a facade of freedom, it's got to be taken down. Global government cannot allow American freedom and liberty to exist while they're trying to take over the whole damn world. We proved to ourselves and we proved to the world what happens when you combine freedom and liberty with free market capitalism. When you tap into the power of the entrepreneur, the individuals out there, some of the most amazing inventions and things that have helped humanity, helped people worldwide, came from people that didn't even graduate one of their government schools. It's amazing. And it is one of the good things. I'm going to share it with you now. If I mentioned before, I usually don't do a lot of plugging for myself, you know, for contributions to keep me going, the projects and things that I have going on. I try not to dominate my show just with that stuff. I really want to keep world news and domestic news, things that we should be talking about that they're not talking about through the mainstream. You know, I try to keep that front and center. But I am going to share something with you that is a very passionate pet project with me. And I would hope you get involved. You probably know, if you've listened for a while, you know that I'm the Eastern Regional Chairman for the Constitution Party. All right. I have spent years as a conservative reformist in the Republican Party, and this tried several times to right the ship here in our own in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, twice duly elected to go to the national convention. So I've seen how that sausage is made. And I've also witnessed enough to know that some things are too broken to fix. And what needs to happen with the Republican Party, at least here in the Commonwealth, is that it needs to finish its implosion. It's kind of in free fall right now. The party is impotent, if not complicit, with what the progressives and the Democrat Party are doing. So the Constitution Party's something different, and I often say it's the most apolitical political party. And it is, the platform is largely a reiteration of the Constitution. It's very small government. It's very family-oriented. All right, and those are good things. And they're to start, too, right at the local level. We're having wonderful successes at that. But one of the projects that we embarked on, because I said that, you know, there's so many times political parties, the apparatus, they really just want you on their mailing list, writing them checks and pledging to vote for their rhino flavor of the day Republican. That's all. That all the fixes in your life are going to come through your vote for our guy. Never is it direct. When was the last time a political party actually engaged in a project that pretty much circumvents the whole stage of candidates and actually tries to make improvements in their district? And I can't think of any until now. So as part of the efforts of the Constitution Party in the Eastern region here, we're trying something a little bit new. In the moment we dipped our toe in the water, things started to take off. All right, I'm a believer, and I'm not afraid to say so. I know there's people out there, there's Bible thumping, blah, blah, blah. But I am a believer, whether you like it or not. And, you know, you'll never convince me otherwise that when you do something and you set forward to engage in something at project level or whatever, if it's a good cause, if it's a righteous cause, you will feel God's wind in your sails. It's almost unstoppable. Conversely, if you engage in something where hate and anger is your motivator, then you almost can't win. Every obstacle in the world will slow you down, put you off track, until you finally give up. So yeah, we found something here that I think resonates with just the whole concept of goodness, of re-strengthening and revitalizing the family unit. All right, because that, you know, if that's not strong, if every family isn't strong, secure, loving, and nurturing, that all, you know, collectively, that affects the community, your town, the look and feel. When you go through town, do people glare at each other? Is there a lot of road rage? Do people just not interact and look at each other as lepers? Or do they interact? I know when I go out in the country, I've said this 1,000 times, one of my favorite places to bow hunt is upstate New York. And as you drive down the roads, you know, everyone who passes each other and those old country roads waves to each other. You go and you pick any local little restaurant, a little general store or whatever, where they serve food and gasoline, sell you tampons and fix your carburetor. You know, it's the little meeting place. And everyone meets there in the morning, has breakfast, and they know each other. And they talk about what, you know, projects they have going on in their farms and their businesses. And, you know, they help each other. they're strong in their families, and that transfers to their town, to their community. And any elective public servants that come from a community like that are going to then, you know, make that governmental body, whether it's local, state, or federal, is going to be take on that shape, that incentive. But man, we're not like that. People have gotten to the point where they're agenda driven. They got to get elected in the office to force what they want into everyone's head. It's the opposite of leveraging all the entrepreneurs and the unique people and the unique skills. It's unbelievable. How do we get back to that? And I say the first step, the most important step, is you have got to get your damn kids out of these indoctrination camps, these little re-education camps they call public schools, which are really government schools. Because if they're government controlled, government funded, government regulated, you've got government schools. They're going to teach your kids what they want them to think. So tell me something, all you adults out there, as you look at government and ask yourself, how has government served us? How has our public servants served? Have they shown that they respect the restraints of the Constitution and their reach, or have they buttoned their nose into our business? Have they done things that are fiscally responsible, or have they created multi-generational debt? One of the things they used to teach in high schools, you know, is how to balance your checkbook. Fiscal responsibility. Because if you develop a skill trying to start a business and you lack all these basic parts of success, you will fail. You'll get gobbled up and monopolized. Your ideas and your inventions will be stolen. So, yeah, our schools is kind of, along with money, the root of all evil, is they're churning out graduating classes of little Marxists right now that hate their country, do not have skills, and have nothing to contribute. I'm serious. I hate to say that about a generation of children, but, and that's not all. There's some kids out there that have broken those tethers, and this is what we're talking about. This is the project. Is that we're hell-bent for election, that we are going to get as many parents to pull their kids out of public schools as possible. So we set out to develop a homeschooling project that is going to be rolled out throughout the states in the eastern area. For those that are members of the party, for those that are supporters of the Constitution, supporters of what we do, they will be participating and helping, too. This is going to be a massive group effort. And as soon as we dipped our toe in the water, I felt God's wind in our sails. I'm serious. Things started to pull together in a miraculous way. Everything from venues to skilled individuals will all bring something to the table that is necessary to be able to efficiently convince parents that they can give their children a superior education by cutting those tethers with the public schools. And we're going to show them how to do it. We're going to help them do it. We're going to point them to professionals, to legal advocates, to curriculums. I mean, we're thinking outside of the box. We got a project of coordinators right now looking at how to pull trades where kids actually learn how to do things. Imagine that, turning out kids that are self-sufficient and love their country. We'll talk more about that right after the break. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If I only talk to God when I need a favor, more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Yeah, it's going to be a short break. Yeah, so let's get right back into this before I forget. I want to invite, this is not going to necessarily apply to every one of the listeners out there, because we get calls from all over the country. And I'm hoping that our effort here in the Eastern region will become contagious and spread throughout the country. Now, I do know other states in the Constitution Party do have homeschool activity going on in their states. So I want to encourage you to reach out in general. If you actually want to get off your lazy boy and you have something to contribute, all right, because in this day and age of technology, all right, we have at our fingertips the ability to bring in professionals. I can set up a classroom. A group of people that's in our consortium, that's in our network, whether they're physically on site at one of our venues, our homeschooling venues, or whether they're doing it from home. I mean, one thing that COVID taught us is that we do have the ability to use technology, things like Zoom and Skype. We can bring world-class geologists, climatologists, environmentalist, habitat specialist, accounting, all right, for your high school kids to be able to help them balance their checkbook and live fiscally right? Tradesmen. All kinds of skill exists throughout, not only in our immediate community that we can leverage for physical and kinetic interaction, where kids actually get to do things with tradesmen, with professionals, but we have the ability to have a remote classroom and bring in the most talented people that we are resourceful enough and motivated enough to track down, to let them know what we're doing. So if you're interested, and again, in the eastern region, those are the states between West Virginia and Maine, all right, we are going to roll this out. We're going to get those states that are not affiliated yet organized and ready to go. But at a project level, we are going to become the first political party that actually says, you know, we're not going to wait to elect somebody into office and then hope that after enough election cycles, we can get the change that we want. We're doing it now. We can save our children right now. And you have to. I just don't have any more. I know that, and to your teachers out there, there's some good teachers trapped in a very bad system. And for those of you that have a thirst for children learning, this is not really directed at you. It's directed at the system. But I hear the bumper music coming in. We'll be back at the top of the hour. We got a caller from Massachusetts we're going to take, and we're going to wrap up our discussion on the homeschooling project. But stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, and you're listening to Red Pill Politics. Stay with us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.